Well, one thing isn't having an effect on the markets right now, the S&P downgrade of U.S. debt.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From APM, American Public Media in Los Angeles. Good morning. I'm Jeremy Hobson. It's already turning into another rough day for global stock markets. And with the stock market drop comes a drop in the interest rate the government is paying on its debt. At one point yesterday, Uncle Sam was paying less than 2% interest on 10-year government bonds. That's the lowest rate in at least 50 years. And it comes despite S&P's downgrade of the U.S. credit rating. Marketplace's John Dimsdale reports now from Washington.
With the downgrade, it should cost the government more to attract buyers of its bonds. Instead, just the opposite has happened, partly due to the shaky overseas economy. Treasury bonds remain a safe investment. University of Maryland law professor Michael Greenberger says S&P's move damaged its own credibility.
Pre-September 2008, subprime chunk was getting triple A ratings, and then the United States, who is deemed to be a safe haven for investors, was given a double A plus. That just doesn't make sense.
The two other big rating companies are maintaining the government's top grade. Still, S&P's action shook up Wall Street and has had ripple effects for local governments. Counties and cities put a lot of their tax revenue and pension money in treasury bonds.
The full faith and credit of the United States to us, you know, still means something.
Dan Wolfson is the finance director for Manatee County, Florida. 30% of the county's investment portfolios is in treasuries, and Wolfson says S&P's downgrade undermines the portfolio's value.
We're somewhat incredulous given everything that's happening in the European market sector, that they chose to downgrade the U.S. debt ahead of possibly that of France or even Germany.
The county has been paying S&P to rate its investment fund to reassure taxpayers. The S&P contract just came due, and the county board decided not to renew it. In Washington, I'm John Dimsdale for Marketplace.
Well, from the credit ratings of governments to the credit ratings of individuals, did you know that a bad credit rating can actually keep you from getting a job? That's something Marketplace's David Brancaccio will be exploring as we continue our special coverage breakdown, Our Economy One Step at a Time. David is going to be hosting this weekend's edition of our consumer finance show, Marketplace Money. He joins us now. David, good morning.
Good morning, Jeremy.
So, of course, David, a lousy credit rating can hurt your ability to get a loan, but a job?
Yeah, it turns out 6 in 10 companies surveyed said that they check some applicant's credit report when you go in to get a job. I spoke with a woman named Saran Scholler in Chicago. She had finished her master's degree with the economy tanking is when she gets done her master's degree back in 2008, so she can't find work. Can't pay her student loans. Then she goes in for a job where she does seem to have experience and qualifications, ironically in human resources work is what the job is going to be. She doesn't hear back. And then when she calls...
The recruiter told me that she had taken a look at my background doing a credit check and my credit was an issue and they could not hire me.
Wow. So can recruiters actually see your credit score?
Not your score, but they can see a lot about you. Looking at the report, I mean, you can divine whether or not you buy your shoes at Nordstrom or Payless, an expert told me, if you're behind on the bills for a medical condition. A human resources expert told me that he can see why some people would find this, quote, creepy. But in some cases, a job in banking, for instance, the expert argued that this kind of check makes some sense. A new study, however, could not find – this is the important part, Jeremy – any link at all between credit score and job performance.
Well, no link, but I guess it sounds like we have to now be careful about what we borrow if we want to get a job somewhere.
Well, given Saran's experience there. Borrow or spend? That's the big issue we're probing this weekend on Marketplace Money. If we don't spend, life gets drained from the U.S. economy. But surely we're supposed to save during these tough times. A paradox by any other name.
Economy 4.0 correspondent David Brancaccio, who will be hosting Marketplace Money this weekend. David, thanks.
It is my pleasure, Jeremy.
And let's do the numbers. Stocks are lower again this morning in overseas trading, down 3% in Hong Kong, same in Frankfurt, a little more than 2% in London right now. Gold has surged to $1,863 an ounce. On Wall Street yesterday, the Dow fell 419 points, about 3.7%, to close at 10,990.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Allianz, providing investment, insurance, and retirement solutions through its affiliated companies in the U.S. since 1896. AllianzUSA.com. And by Reputation.com, protecting online privacy by removing your personal data from the Internet and stopping unwanted email. Reputation.com. Sustainability coverage is supported in part by the Candida Fund, furthering values that contribute to a healthy planet.
Houston is poised to become the latest big city to shut down red light cameras. Of course, the costly tickets that come along with them aren't very popular among drivers, but advocates say they save lives. From the Transportation Nation Project at WNYC, Andrea Bernstein reports.
Earlier this summer, Los Angeles turned off its red light cameras, and it turned out that under California law, LA couldn't really enforce the tickets and was losing money. Houston's next. Last November, voters there chose to shut down the cameras. That led to a complicated legal battle with the private contractor. Now the mayor, Anise Parker, says it's time to heed the will of the voters.
I'm very clear the cameras are going to go off. Also very clear I believe in red light cameras. I think the vote was a mistake.
But Houston and L.A. don't make a trend, according to Ann Fleming. She's a VP at the Insurance Institute for Highway Safety. She says fewer than 10% of some 540 localities have voted them out.
The opponents of red light cameras are extremely vocal. They have decided that the people getting the tickets are the victims, not the people who are killed in red light running crashes.
One study shows when the traffic light cameras go dark, even more drivers run red lights than before they had the cameras in the first place. I'm Andrea Bernstein for Marketplace.
And finally to Forney, Texas, where 11-year-old Caroline Gonzalez got to be mayor for a day, and her first order of business was changing the name of Main Street to Justin Bieber Way. Unfortunately, the Justin Bieber street sign was stolen. Mayor Gonzalez's dad said he's never seen her so mad. They did put up a new sign yesterday. It's supposed to remain in place till Monday. In Los Angeles, I'm Jeremy Hobson. This is the Marketplace Morning Report. A little Bieber on APM, American Public Media.
A credit downgrade? Isn't that one of the four horsemen?
If we don't get out from under the AA rating, we may have to pay a slightly higher interest rate, but it's not the end of the world.
I guess not. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Our not-quite-so-perfect credit rating. Next time on Marketplace, it's from APM, American Public Media.
Hey there, I'm Bridget, co-host of Million Bazillion, Marketplace's podcast for kids about money. I want to tell you about our email newsletter course, Million Bazillion Academy. In this new and improved course, we'll help your kids learn about crypto, credit cards, and inflation in just 6 weeks. Each lesson comes with a podcast episode, a fun cartoon, discussion questions, and an activity that lets kids apply what they're learning in the real world. You can start at any time and work at your own pace. Sign up today at marketplace.org/academy.